Mahmoud Khalil was born a refugee. Last December he got a master's degree. He was a student at Columbia when the war began. To be expelled and deported had not been the plan, but sometimes you have to step up, and that's what he did. His training started early as a little kid. Growing up in Syria, in a slice of Palestine, exiled by 1949. Mahmoud Khalil spoke oftentimes before the press who came to cover this protest against the war. The tents which got exactly the attention that they sought, to speak out against the destruction our country's policies have wrought. As the bombs kept falling on the children down below, some people had to do something, and the place where they could go was the protest camp. Where people went, and that's where you could find him, with the backdrop of tents. Mahmoud Khalil was at home with his pregnant wife when one day came the visit that would change his life. Trump said he'd deport them, and now he's following through. ICE agents came and got him, as they were sent to do, with no uniforms or warrants, just an order for a raid. A week into Israel's complete blockade, they say he supports the resistance, though nothing can be found aside from horror at the buildings in Gaza collapsing to the ground. Mahmoud Khalil in detention, they're not saying where. For evidence against him, they've not a tweet to share. ICE agents on the campus, what's next nobody knows, with an administration happy whichever way it goes. And silence from the Congress, except for one or two. The leadership apparently thinks it's a fine thing to do to suspend the rule of law in defense of genocide. The future possibilities are open wide.